This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
How can it be otherwise? Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday we had some phone calls. Now, keep in mind, I wasn't able to pick them up right off the bat because we have our team down at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're in the state of Minnesota, go to the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the crew that's down there. I have Comrack stack set up here, which means I go back and forth in my dialogue, and noticing that we had some callers yesterday that hung on for quite a long time, do forgive me. I'm doing my best to cover the bases concerning the topics within the hour that I've got. So again, I love when you call in. Do forgive me for yesterday's negligence, dereliction of duty, might you say, or might I say. Do forgive me. I just encourage you to call in again today, friends, because, again, we love you. We love to hear what you have to say. And many times when you call in, the topic in which you bring often steers the rest of the radio show. If you'd like to call in, please do. Again, forgive me for yesterday. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you would like to jump online and check us out, we're going to go to Sons of Liberty Media in just a couple moments. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Or you can go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account, again, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean, one double E, Bradley Dean, one double E on my Twitter account. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is Let Me Make the Songs of a Nation, I Care Not for Who Makes Its Laws. That was Plato, quoted by Grote. We've also heard that Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people. Well, yesterday we were talking about the quarterback from the 49ers that refused to stand up for the national anthem, and we also found out that he was also recently converted to Islam, and before he took an anti-American stance. I want you to understand, like Abraham Lincoln said, love him or hate him, he was right when he said, whoever wants to change, whoever controls the public opinion can change the government. You need to understand, like the musicians and the sports heroes of the day, the sports gods of the American people today, do keep in mind that they are the real legislators. So we're going to be talking about that today, because oftentimes you'll see those that are on the television set begin to advocate what legislators in government, namely the corrupt, mean to overthrow concerning the laws of our constitutional republic. And we're going to get to a whole plethora of details and the branches on that tree when we get over there in just a couple moments. But before we do, I want to let you know that if you're the first first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, you might ask? Because I answer, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We're turning talk radio into do radio. I also wanted to give you a shout-out really quick. We're going to be in California next week. We're at the State Fair in Minnesota this month. We were just in Nashville last week. The up-and-coming 3 months, if you would like to book us to come into your community and shake, rattle, and roll, as William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, rightly said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. If you don't want to do that and you would have us do that, go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We are booked out 3 months in advance continuously, and that's where we're at right now, starting out at the end of this year, beginning of the fall here, okay? Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let's highlight some of the things that our national columnists and contributors are actually writing about. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, here we go again, friends. The retired general Clinton and Obama, both sides of the same coin, friends, refused to hear intelligence that did not fit their happy talk narrative about the Middle East. Folks, your enemy is this administration. America, your enemy is this administration. There's no other way to get around it, friends. Again, we judge the fruit by its we judge the tree by its fruit, and we can see the fruit and the corruption hanging all over this corrupt administration, as well as this corrupt administration that preceded, and the one that preceded that as well, and the one that preceded that as well. We can keep going back. But friends, we can right the wrongs because we still have the freedom and we still have the power to do so as one nation under God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Peter Schiff, a healthy Hillary scares me far more than a sick Hillary, friends. We know that we're dealing with a corrupt politician. We know that we are dealing with a Judas within, friends. And we need to lawfully deal with her, because if we fail to do that, you're going to be dealt with in an unsatisfactory method, friends. Let me tell you, either again, you're going to be ruled by the word of God, or you're going to be ruled by a tyrant. And keep in mind, again, our forefathers, John Adams, the second president, the third president, Thomas Jefferson, along with, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, and the such folks, they were the ones that told us resistance towards tyrants is obedience to God. So therefore, we need to begin to resist and protest and actually drop the law upon these criminals unto judgment to establish righteousness, because again, as it says on the back of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., above the heads of the Supreme Court, injustices in the present, friends, justice is the guardian of liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the need for guns and self-defense is needed now more than ever. Folks, of course, that has everything in the world to do with who we are as a people. But this contributor is actually talking about more than ever in Paris, and in Germany, and in Belgium. Now, I also want people to understand that common sense comes into play. A guy with a gun, a criminal is going to avoid. That's just what it is, right? Let's call it for what it is, and that's how it works. But what we're seeing, folks, is we're seeing overseas in European law. I mean, it's just some of the sickest things I've ever seen in my life. We have a knife-wielding Muslim chasing the cops, and the cops refuse to shoot him because they don't want to harm him because he can be rehabilitated, say they. You want to talk about a sick, reprobate mind? Let me tell you this. The mercies of the wicked are cruel, and they are to a society at large, because the law over there is no longer law, it's lawlessness, and that's exactly what you're beginning to see bleed into our system of law in the United States of America, and it needs to be stopped now. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to be talking about the real legislators. Who are they? Folks, it's going to surprise you, and hopefully not, because we got some thinkers that are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Let me write the music of the nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Is it true? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar it's true. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Let me make the songs of a nation. I don't care who makes its laws. This is Plato. I just want to show you how you're playing again, folks, into the hands of the entertainment system. The whole entertainment world, might I add. Keep in mind, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. Do you remember Caesar back in the day during the gladiatorial games? Do you remember when he would entertain the people, the mob, they would call it? And what they would do is they would take carts before the two men got in the ring and they would kill each other and they would be entertained by that. Do you remember they'd take these carts filled with bread and they would throw the bread to the mob? It's interesting because Caesar knew that if you give people a piece of bread and a show, he said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. So when you're taking that to what's going on in this country, and we see it prevalent very much through sports, entertainment, whatever the case is, music, all the way around. Folks, these are the real legislators. You do need to understand that. Matter of fact, I remember I went to a CNP meeting. That's where all the national leaders get together in Washington, D.C. This conference with all these national leaders. I'm trying to figure out what they're doing and how they're leading. If they're not being led, and the question I would ask is, what are they being led by? Because I'm not seeing the fruit. I do see a whole lot of money going into these organizations, but I see very little fruit. We talk about that quite a bit. But while I was at this conference in Washington, D.C. that I was invited to, there was an individual there who asked me what I did. And after I told him what I did, and at that particular time I was doing high school assemblies across the country, and that alone, I told him, well, I do high school assemblies all across the country. And I think he was the president of Pepperdine College, I believe, in California. And, you know, everybody's got their suits on and everybody's, you know, got their hair all slicked back and they got their nice ties on and their nice shiny shoes on. And, well, here comes Bradley, 6'5", hair down to my backside, tattoos up and down, right? A musician, first and foremost, a preacher. Becoming all things to all men to win the mort of Christ through experience. And that's why David said, I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord. See, I didn't apply for the job. I'm just responding to the call. These guys applied for the job, and that's why they're worthless for the most part. But let me tell you this. When I went to this conference in Washington, D.C., and was asked by this Pepperdine College professor, I believe he's the president, as a matter of fact, he said, what do you do? I said, I do high school assemblies across the country. After I told him, well, he kind of looked down on my profession just like the next generation does that receives my message. I then asked him what his favorite band was. In other words, he just looked at me like, you know, it's irrelevant. You know, God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. But he doesn't understand that. See, he thinks he's all above everybody else. He thinks that he's a cooler than sliced bread. He's above the rest of us because he's a professor or a president for Pepperdine College in California. So when I told him I did high school assemblies, and keep in mind, friends, it's our posterity, again, that's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They're completely being overlooked by these people that think they know better than everybody else. So when I told him that, well, you know, I'm a drummer for Junkyard Prophet. We bring a band into the public schools, and we win their respect, and then we go off for 2 to 3 hours, and literally during that assembly program or that lyceum, you can hear a pin drop. And why? Because we're showing them the price paid for their freedoms as we show them a plethora of the things that they're dealing with, how they're being lied to because they know that they are. And, of course, these professors and these presidents of these colleges, they don't want to have to tell them the truth. But I told him, again, what we do. And again, he just looked at me as I was just completely inadequate and I didn't matter. And I looked at him and I said, hey, I got a question for you. He said, what's that? I said, what's your favorite band? And lo and behold, what came out of his mouth proved my point to a T. He started singing and hand-jesting as if he were playing a guitar to one of those long-haired tattooed bands that he just thought was so ineffective. He just thought, you know, you guys are so ineffective at what you do, but until I laid it to him, see, it's a law unto itself, and I threw it back on his lap, and right when I did that, he stepped in it big time, friends. He stuck both feet in his mouth, not realizing what he was doing. Again, friends, I said, so, you know, what's the name of your favorite band? He started singing. He started playing his hand like he was playing the guitar. It was to the likes of AC/DC. You know, to one of those long-haired, tattooed bands that he just thought was so ineffective. And boy, oh boy, when he realized what he just did, he understood how effective music really was. Did you know, Scripture tells us in Ezekiel 28, starting in verse 14, it talks about, let's go up to 11 through 13. You have the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You are in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The ruby, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper. The lapis, the lazuli, the turquoise, and the emerald, and the gold, the workmanship of your settings and sockets was in you. On that day you were created, they were prepared. You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there, God said. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. Did you hear what I just said? Until unrighteousness was found in you. And by the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence. Speaking of Satan, and you sinned. You violated God's moral law. Therefore, I cast you as profane from the mountain of God, and I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. This is the Lord speaking of Satan. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. I cast you to the ground, the Lord said. I put you before kings that they may see you. By the multitude of your iniquities and the righteousness, unrighteousness of your trade, you profane sanctuaries. Therefore, I brought fire from the midst of you. It has consumed you, and I have turned you to ashes on the earth in the eyes of all those that see you. All who know you among the peoples are appalled at you. You'll become terrified, and you will cease to be forever. That's the Lord identifying Satan, just so you understand who he is. Isn't it interesting when you go into a club setting or you go to a concert? It's kind of a setting where you would go into a church, isn't it? But it's contrary. See, because you need to keep in mind that everything God does, Satan always runs counter to what God does. He emulates it. He counterfeits it through emulation. If that makes sense. He copies it, but he does it backwards. And that's exactly who he is. As a matter of fact, keep in mind that Satan himself wanted to ascend above God's throne. Well, what is he? He's a lawbreaker. And what do you see through musicians today? They're lawbreakers. So therefore, they're the real legislators, are they not? Of course they are. Going back to this professional president for Pepperdine College in California, after he stepped into it and he found out how ineffective what we do is. Oh, by the way, we are a Christian metal band with no compromise whatsoever in our lyrics or in our lives by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Going back to this president, I said, if you look at the legislators in this country, they're not even residing in the executive office or within our House of Representatives. I said they're not even in Congress, I told them. I said the real legislators are those who convey the political message through their lyrics, lyrics and lifestyles. They are the guys and girls that you know of as rock stars, pop stars, movie stars, sports stars. So let me give you a couple examples as to what I'm talking about. Let's just go to little Justin Bieber. Everybody knows who that little punk is, right? He's a wannabe black rapper. He's an R&B singer. He's a total wannabe from the very top of his head to the very soles of his feet. But he does have a singing talent, no question about it. And of course, Disney had to get in there and the music industry had to get in there and they had to corrupt him. But Justin had to make the choice to allow himself to be corrupted by a bunch of corrupt institutions, or should I say, industries. Well, let's go to Justin Bieber. Well, sometime back, he was busted for a DUI, as well as being under the influence of antidepressants and marijuana. His mugshot, friends, was of little Justin smiling big as if to say, nothing to fear, there will be no consequence for endangering the lives of those who are on the same road as I was on today. The soft judge, the implication coming from Justin Bieber, the soft judge will smack me on the hand. Because we all understand that soft judges produce hardened criminals. And guess what? That's exactly what we get from the likes of Justin Bieber. More to come. We're going to talk about what is he advocating. We're going to talk about how the musicians are the real legislators. Again, topic right now, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, you know, the wannabe black rapper, R&B singer, right? Hey, folks, he's white. Somebody's got to tell him he's a white dude, okay? All right, just wanted to make sure. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Tim, I'm going to take you in just one moment. Hold up with me. I got to make one more point here. Folks, we're talking about how the musicians, the sports heroes, entertainers are the real legislators. Now, just follow with me because I'm going to get more detailed here in just a moment. I shared with you what Plato said and the likes of what Socrates said. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Let's go to George Orwell, what he said of sports in 1984. He said, football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. He said, to keep them in control was not difficult. How right on. Folks, we were just talking about Justin Bieber right during the last segment. And I was talking about how he was busted for a DWI, and a DUI, I'm sorry, how he's on antidepressants using dope. His mugshot was of little Justin smiling big as if to say, nothing to fear. There will be no consequence for endangering the lives of those who are on the same road as I was on today, because he knows he's going to get a smack on the hand. What is he promoting? Lawlessness. By the way, after this took place, folks in the United States, the mothers rose up and wanted to actually send him back to his prospective country. See, so what you're seeing here, friends, is the influence to the next generation. I mean, what's Justin's message? His message is, do as I do, go and hang out as a strip club with your daddy. That's what he does. Drink and drive if you want to. Disrespect authorities. Smoke dope, which is illegal. Actually, the dope smokes you. Fornicate, that means sex before marriage. And in turn, I ask, what do those who follow little Justin do? Well, they do the same exact things that they were taught to do, yet it's all violation of law for the most part. So don't tell me they're not legislating, folks. They are. How come the laws of our land apply to everybody but those that don't want to submit to law? Why is that the new thing today, folks? That is the advocation of lawlessness, right? The workers of iniquity. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. And let me ask you on the counter to that, friends, what is the fulfilling of the law? Love. So therefore, if you love, fulfill the law against those that are committing the crime because you love. But see, people got that so backwards, they don't even know their right hand from their left hand anymore. And that's what's sad about what's going on in this country. Now, folks, I'm going to take a quick phone call. We got Tim calling from Wyoming. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bradley. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm actually enjoying the show here because you're talking about that little worm, Justin Bieber, and it kind of reminds me. I mean, I read two books years ago called, he's a worm. I mean, what can I call him? He looks like a worm. Anyway, it looks like a maggot, actually. He's just a white marshmallow with arms or something. Anyway, what I think of when I'm hearing your subject, you're talking about the control of the populace by music. And there are two books that were written years ago, and I'm trying to remember who wrote them. I think they're written by a reverend, and one of them is called Communism, Hypnotism, and the Beatles. And there was another one called Rhythm, Riot, and Revolution, both by the same author.
Can I give you a quote really quick? Tim, listen to this. George Harrison of the Beatles stated, the main thing is to get the kids, nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then they've got you for the rest of their lives. He said during the 1970 Rolling Stone Loose Talk conversation.
Was that the same time where they said we're bigger than the Beatles? The same time.
John Lennon actually said.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was his first and his last mistake. That's right.
But I mean, the thing about it is, those people, as you say, are deluded, and I think that if people would just pull their heads out of their nether regions, for the most part, if at all possible, they would probably start seeing things, and that's the whole thing. I mean, they need a crowbar for the most part to do that, but at the same time, they need to be awakened in some way. And as you were saying about the love, love is the fulfillment of law. These people literally love music and love sports. So that's their lives. That's how they live. That's what they want to be is lovers, fanatics of those inane, mindless, worthless activities. And so I just wanted to say that. I don't want to interrupt your flow here. You're doing, as I say, I'm always enjoying the show. And you said I was long-winded before. Yes, it's true. I'm sorry about that.
I appreciate the phone call, Tim.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, man. I mean, hey, folks, George Harrison of the Beatles stated the main thing is to get the kids, nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then you've got them for the rest of their lives. Why would he say something like that if he didn't know what he was doing? I mean, we're talking about how musicians and sports stars, friends, they're the real legislators. I mean, here, let me go to another one. Brian McKnight, an R&B singer, told Bang Showbiz that he believes Justin's wild antics are a part of a plan to get people even more interested into his music. Of course it is. Why? To sell his message. What is his message? That of one concerning lawlessness, friends. And people are still trying to figure out what's going on in their country. I was just, folks, you can't go anywhere without a TV in front of your face. I'm talking about where to eat, to travel, whatever the case may be. And you're always hearing music. And I was in a restaurant the other day, and they were playing country music. And it was like, is anybody paying attention to the lyrics here? I mean, wow, you want to talk about adding to the demoralization of this country, folks? Nobody does it better than them underachievers, friends. And they, furthermore, no offense, folks, but they all sound the same. I mean, I'm not a singer, but I can sing that garbage. And it's not really singing, it's talking. And adding a little twang at the end of it, right? Now, I want to go over to some other fools that are playing to the whims of the enemy. Oh, by the way, Isaiah 14:12 also talks about Satan. It states that, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" How do you weaken the nations? Pull down the laws. That's all you have to do is pull down the laws. And that's exactly what you're seeing through corrupt politicians. Again, going back to sports stars, movie stars. Isn't it interesting? When I'm talking about these stars, friends, I want you to keep in mind my perspective. They're all fallen stars, just like their father. Let's go over to recording artist Marilyn Manson. He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. We're trying to lure people in." He said, "Once we've got them, we can give them our message." He said that back in 1996, page 28 on the Hit Parader. Remember again what Plato said, "Let me make the songs of the nation. I care not who makes its laws." Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its music or controls it." He said, "I will control the people." Folks, that's what's happening here. We can see that America is up to the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate on television what God has called. Folks, I was just on the road yesterday just to show you how far out it's spinning out of control, and that's what lawless people do. But just yesterday, I was in Minneapolis area driving through, and there's this big billboard, really cool-looking billboard, and all of a sudden it was flashing. It was rotating different messages. And all of a sudden it came up huge. Lucifer on Fox television. And I just thought, oh my gosh, folks. I mean, everything he's doing is in the light of day. In America, you're still trying again to figure out who's responsible for what's going on. But I'm not saying the devil made me do it. I'm not blaming the devil for what you subject yourself to or what you obey to. Because we know in Romans 6 it says, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?" Or take that to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 30:19, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live." So everything is a choice. Also go to Galatians 6. Lucifer! What do you need, America? You're out of control. And what does Lucifer promote? The very first scripture in the Satanic Bible is, "Do what thou wilt. Do what you want to do." Well, guess what, folks? You're letting them do whatever they will do, and they are doing it. I mean, sometimes it's over the top. Let's go back to Kate Perry. You know, by the way, my friend, acquaintance, actually founded Kate Perry in his studio back in Nashville. But it was sometime back we seen Kate Perry at the Grammys with her witchy performance. A little Christian girl, by the way, her daddy and mommy, twisted folks, missionaries. Seriously, twisted folks. Look at the family. Look at the dad and the mom. Tell me something's not wrong there. But going, and again, I'm using righteous judgment, friends. I'm talking about discernment here. Read Isaiah 11 when you get a moment. I'm talking about discerning not with my eyes, but from my heart. It's interesting that Kate Perry at the Grammys was giving a witchy performance, singing a new song back sometime called Dark Horse. Again, this once self-proclaimed Christian put herself up to be burned at the cross. By the way, this is how heretics are martyred. By the way, this is how our Lord and Savior was martyred. He was crucified. So, therefore, one has to wonder as to what her daddy, who is a preacher, was thinking when he allowed his daughter to become so vile and so fallen from grace in so many different ways. We also see little hypocrites like Beyonce, another self-proclaimed Christian, showing the world what she's got. And folks, she doesn't hold back much, does she? And of course, all without shame. And by the way, when Beyonce sings, she says that she sings to her ability, and then a spirit comes about that she calls Sasha that takes over and causes her to do what she herself is not able to do. Don't tell me there's not demonic influence going on up stage, friends. I can go through musician after musician. Angus Young, when he's playing his guitar with AC/DC, he said it's like another one takes over. Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, and the members said there's a fifth member of this band, when in fact there's only four members. I mean, folks, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about this in just a moment, friends. The real legislators are on stage. They're on television, folks. It's not so much the executive office. It's not so much the representatives in which we have, the judicial folks. No. Just look at what's going on in front of your faces, folks, to the entertainers, those that are being used to entertain you out of your freedoms. Right? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It started at Bunkle Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, folks, I was just talking about the little self-proclaimed devil herself, Beyoncé, showing the world what she's got and all without shame. Friends, you need to keep in mind, just like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, remember they were, were actually up on the MTV screen, on the television, on the stage, and they received their awards and they were thanking Jesus Christ for their awards half naked. You need to keep in mind, friends, that now nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And isn't it interesting how the world will look at those professors and liken that to the Christ that rebuked them for what they are doing in violation of God's moral law? But that's exactly what the world does. Matter of fact, I would even go so far as to say that those girls up on stage are saying that they're Christians when in fact they know all the well that they're not, because they're told to do so, to throw the kids off, to give them the illusion and the impression that it's okay to do whatever you want to do, you're still going to heaven. And who's the great deceiver? Of course, there you have it. But again, Jesus answers their hypocrisies when he said, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, be wise, be not deceived. I also want to go back just to prove my point. It was some time back again when we had the little whore Miley Cyrus, another Disney kid, brought up as a pure little innocent kid. And then, of course, over time they began to demoralize her, and she took it on and she acted it out to the point of... You got to ask yourself, is there going to be a return with her? I have no idea. But Billy Ray Cyrus, he said that this has destroyed my family, the entertainment system, and the entertainment business at large, friends. But keep in mind, they made the choice to take the money and to do their biddings. Don't ever forget about that. But it's interesting to note that Miley Cyrus was smoking dope up on stage, and then shortly thereafter, all of a sudden, we heard legislators talking about overthrowing the laws that make marijuana illegal. Let's go back to Britney Spears and Madonna kissing on stage, and I knew exactly what they were doing right when they did it. But they kissed up on stage, and this was world global news at the same time. The state-controlled narrative was pushing the same message, and guess what they did right behind that? They began to push homosexual marriage. So don't tell me they're not being used. Don't tell me they're not told as to what they're to do and how they're to do it. Matter of fact, if you want to go to the transgender neutral bill being pushed by Chad Severson, a known pedophile in North Carolina, where the President of the United States basically came in and said, North Carolina, you better back up this pedophile, because if you don't, we're going to just withhold tax funds from your state. Think about that, friends. I mean, talking about Joey coming in and saying, hey, we'll protect you. Just give us some money. And if not, then this is what we're going to do. That's exactly what they're doing. But it's interesting to note that legislators, the real legislators, musicians like Bruce Springsteen, Pearl Jam, Bryan Adams, all got behind the president saying that you need to accept transgender bathrooms and the homosexual lifestyle. I don't care what they say. But I'm just trying to move the point and prove the point, friends, that the real legislators are the ones on the stage. And they're the ones that are being used. As a matter of fact, if you look at who's around the president, you always see entertainers and musicians. You always see this. Listen to what Jimi Hendrix said. He said, music is a spiritual thing of its own. You can hypnotize people with music, and when you get them at their weakest point, you can preach into their subconscious what you want to say. Life Magazine, October 3rd, 1969, page 74. How did that work out for you, Jimmy, who died suffocating on his own vomit? Or what about none other than Bon Scott from AC/DC, who wrote a song and sang a song and just recorded Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be 8 hours later? He suffocates on his own vomit as well. How's that working out for you? God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. But let's go back to Madonna again. You know, the little material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. Well, she was also dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Why all of the satanic innuendo and immoralities? I mean, folks, no wonder Satan, the enemy, is there to the praise and worship of God, means to usurp and instill pride into his lawless ones, because he wants to again usurp the throne of God by using these minions. Read Ezekiel 28:12-14. I mean, to say things are getting a little weird is to, again, underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature. I believe it was George Whitefield who rightly said, man without grace, or left to himself, is half devil and half beast. How right on was he? How right on is he? I mean, what we see is those who are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls and worship him with a whore's forehead, Matthew 4:9. Furthermore, friends, I got to ask you something. Why are these musicians and entertainers stayed in the business in the first place? I want to tell you why. Because America, you're paying to buy the tickets to support their lawlessness and to advocate their message along with them. Because if you weren't, guess what? They wouldn't be put up on a stage in the first place. Just think about that. You quit supporting them, guess what's going to happen? They're going to fall to the ground. They're going to have to do something that is upright and honest. I mean, America is witnessing the last stages to a civilization that's about ready to fall under major judgment. And we're there. I mean, again, John Adams, the second president, stated that decadence follows luxury. Man, these guys were foreseers, weren't they? They were prophetic. John Adams was very much a biblical prophet, no question about it. Regardless if he got in the way or not. But again, the second president of the United States of America, John Adams, said, the second president of the United States of America said, who would know better than our forefathers, that decadence follows luxury. By the way, decadence is defined as a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. Licentiousness is taken on. So you have to ask yourself, what are those fools channeling? I'll tell you. New legislation. It's as if someone is trying to push a political message through these musicians. I mean, does it strike you that what these debased individuals are promoting is what the government is attempting to pass as new legislation at the same time? You see it all day long. They know that the people will never accept it, so they attempt to normalize the crime towards heaven itself until they do. And as I said, Jimi Hendrix said, music is a spiritual thing of its own. He said, you can hypnotize people with music, and when you get them at their weakest point, you can preach into their subconscious what you want to say. He said, what we want to say. Guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave said on Rage TV, he said, we are able to seduce people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message. Hey friends, I'm asking you, when Plato said, let me make the songs of a nation, I care not for who makes its laws, Socrates added, I will control its people. Was he right? Of course he was right, but people had to submit to that message in the first place. And folks, really what it comes down to is when you look at these entertainers, they're just fueling the fire to destruction. I mean, I think of Elvis Presley. I wasn't around back then. But I know enough of him to understand that, first of all, he won 3 Grammys, friends, for his praise and worship music. He knew he was called to ministry. He knew he was called to preach the word of God, but he told a manager that if he was to give up what he was doing, that a lot of people would be out of business. Folks, can you imagine the good that that man could have been used to promote concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because he was. He did. But instead, he chose both ways. He wanted one foot in and one foot out. And instead of doing what he should have done, he did what he shouldn't have done, and it cost him his life. Look at how he died. A drug overdose, friends. But I mean, when you look at these people, a lot of these musicians, they have the call of God in their life, but they're using it for the enemy of their souls in so many different ways. Here's my point to all of this debasement. These musicians do what is illegal. Sports stars, again, fallen stars, entertainers, whatever you want to call them. They do what is illegal and unlawful on stage or on television only to promote the next agenda that the government attempts to pass as new legislation. Gun control. I mean, folks, did you see this video of all these anti-gunners that are calling for gun control, that did nothing but promote gun violence in their movies? I mean, folks, these people really sincerely have no shame. I mean, gun control, marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, Satanism is really what it is, evolution, fornication, sex before marriage. Anything that violates God's moral law is there, and they advocate it. So I, again, have to ask you and leave you with this. Who are the legislators? The musicians or the government? Or are they working hand in glove? It's as if someone behind the scene is purposing all of this, right? Well, guess what? There is. So we need to counter that. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at bniinc.com/prohealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.